Would you like to come through? I'm really sorry I kept you waiting. It must be kind of creepy out in that waiting room all on your own. Yeah, I'm the only one left in here at this time on a Tuesday. Yeah, you think it's weird sitting out there? Believe me, I have to lock the whole building up on a Tuesday because, like I said, there's literally just us left. And yeah, this place is a bit creepy. It used to be an old inpatient unit, and yeah, some of the stories about like the wing down the other side there. Have you ever been down there? Yeah. Yeah, there's some interesting stories about that side. I mean, obviously some of the tills that have gone with the building, you know? But we're not here to talk about that. Today you're in here because you want to donate blood, yeah? That's fantastic. Have you ever done it before? No? Okay, well, awesome, brilliant. First of all, I mean, it's an amazing thing that you're doing. Like, really, really amazing. I mean, it literally saves lives. So thank you for deciding to do this. Why, can I ask, why you maybe didn't decide to do it sooner? Okay. Ah, all right. So you have a bit of an issue about needles and stuff. Is that why they left you till the last one to see me? Okay. Listen, don't worry at all. I'm very professional and I'm gonna take really good care of you. Okay? So to me, the idea of getting over something you're afraid of is, well, first of all, to know everything that you can about it so that it seems less scary. And then also maybe a little bit of distraction. So we're gonna start with the first technique. So you see everything that I've got sat next to me here? This here is the tourniquet. This is basically just something that wraps around your arm here. And it's gonna make it really tight. Not too tight, obviously. If your hand starts turning purple, that's no good to me. That's basically just so that I can get the veins on your arm to stand up for me. Some people have trickier veins to find than others, but yeah, we'll get to that. And this one here obviously is just a wee dressing for afterwards. And what you see here, that is the butterfly needle. It's just a wee tiny thing, like not scary at all. It's minuscule. Like if we dropped it on the floor, we would not find it. So nothing to worry about. What I do is I tape that there, and the whole procedure, depending on sort of how much you've had to drink today and things, shouldn't really take that long. We take, yeah, around about a pint, but yeah, you'll not notice it, believe me. And afterwards, we give you something sugary, we give you something to drink, get you rehydrated again, and you'll not even know it's gone, okay? And you'll be coming back to us to do this amazing thing, yeah, later in the year, okay? So, the idea of distracting you as well, I can certainly do that. Right. Yeah, this top that you're wearing at the moment, I'm not going to be able to roll this sleeve up fantastically well. You've got quite well-built arms, okay? Do you mind taking that off for me? Thank you. And that's it. I can already see right from here that you have fantastic veins. Really, really good. It is going to be no problem at all for me to get these, to get them working. Just relax. Nothing to worry about at all. Okay? We're going to do this in your time. While I put the tourniquet on, the wee tight bit around your arm, I'm just going to undo a few buttons in my top, okay? Help distract you just a little bit. Is that okay? That's it, lie your arm out nice and flat for me. You're gonna feel my fingers just feeling around and tracing around your arm. Yeah, it is a little bit ticklish. Just nice and slowly. You feel me pushing on that? That's because your veins are nice and springy. So we use our fingers just to feel them bounce underneath, feel where they're going. Yours are really healthy. I wouldn't have even needed the tourniquet to find these, so we're all good. I'm going to double check on the other arm as well, just to see whether we've got any better ones over there. Okay. That's it. And pop the tourniquet on this arm. This one right here in the middle. You see that? That is just perfect. Either arm is going to work for me, so do you have a preference for which one you want? You'd like the left side? That's no problem. I'll not ask. Okay. We'll switch this back over then. Yeah, I'm quite fascinated with them. Can you tell? Yeah, to me it's just the feeling of them and the way that they look as well, and they just look so juicy, do you not think? Okay, so do you think you need a wee bit more distraction before I do this? Yeah? Let's see. What could we take off to distract you a little bit more? I suppose my shirt can come all the way off. And maybe my bra as well. Yeah. That's good. You like that? Now, this isn't the usual way that we do this, but if I climb on top of you like this, yeah, you can use your other hand just to tease, and that's it. Oh, that feels good. Now, like I said, no one can hear us. It's just us here. You're gonna feel a slight scratch when I put this in, okay? That's it. Oh, you're doing so well. That's the worst bit, okay? Now you're not even going to look at it, not going to think about it, okay? I'm just going to tape this down. And you don't even have to think about that arm anymore. Okay? Yeah, much better things to think about, isn't there? That's good. Your veins felt so good when I popped that needle inside. You can feel like You can feel them just pop when you get the right spot. Perfect. This is kind of strange, but how do you feel about blood? Yeah? Well, obviously, you came here to give blood, and so I assume you're not too squeamish about it. I'm just wondering. I mean, we're both safe. We've both been tested for things. You got tested before you came in, and we have to be tested quite a lot in this job. How do you feel about maybe playing with it a little? No, not yours. If I grab another needle, we can just use some of mine. Yeah? Come on, it'll be fun. Yeah? You can watch it if you want. Yeah, it's not too difficult to do. I never like it when it goes in. Okay. I'm just gonna draw maybe a couple of syringes full. Yeah, it's quite easy. Yeah. Okie dokie, that's me done. See? Really quick and easy. No, I'm not gonna put a plaster on there. I kinda like the wee drops of blood that run down my arm afterwards. Will you lick them up for me? Please? Yeah, that's it. Perfect. Oh, you do that so well. You've never played with this before? No? Well, you certainly have a very good tongue. You want to see what mine can do? I'm going to drop some of this blood onto your chest. And then I'm going to lick it all up. Okay? It makes such a beautiful pattern against your skin. Lick. Beautiful body. Will you taste it off my lips? Use all of this blood. Licking it up. No, it'll be too rich for me. You know what it does make? And this might be a step too far for you, but from what I can feel between your legs, you seem like you're as into this as I am. It makes really good lube. Nice and slippery and sticky. Yeah, that's it. Just push your trousers down. Oh, he's so big. Oh, it's beautiful. I would drip some onto your cock. Oh god, you have beautiful veins there too. They're gonna feel so good inside me. Oh god, I can hardly wait. Oh. Yeah, just rub it against my pussy. Only the best professionals wear nothing under their skirt. Just remember that. Yeah. Oh god, you're making me so wet. Are you ready? Are you ready to push it all the way inside me? Oh, that's it. Oh, God, it looks so good. Oh, you feel my lips sliding against your shaft. Well, I just bounce up and down on your cock. Yeah, drip some onto me, make a mess of me. Oh god, I love the colors against your skin, it's so hot. Oh god, yeah. Oh, you feel so big inside me. Taking you so deep all the way in. Ugh. Not just forgiving blood, no. Oh my God. Oh, so intense. No, just stay inside me, just a little bit longer. Feel your cum running down. Yeah, mixing with all that sticky dried blood. Oh my God, it's incredible. Forget. Yeah, I'll give you something to clean up with. You ready? That's it. There you go. I'm gonna take your needle out now. There you go. Yeah, that's you all finished. Was it a good enough distraction? Yeah. So, have I convinced you to come back and give blood again? Good. You know, if you wait around for me to get this tidied up, we can go back to your place. I promise I won't bring any of my needles with me.